What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've ran the chat with me and Ottawa's head football coach, Mr. Matt Moody. Coach, heading into week two on the road to play Central after a hard-fought battle with CCS. What's something you learned about your team in week one?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, we got a group of guys that play really hard, you know, and you know, from one year to the next, I think we've improved in a lot of ways. The biggest thing for us right now is we just got to, you know, find ways to close games out and you know, win them in the end. You know, especially when we play the majority of the game really well. You know, our guys are going to fight. They're going to play hard from start to finish. You know, the next step for us is just as a team, you know, learning how to win and put teams away when we have a chance to.
Yeah, definitely. And last year you beat Central 41-7, averaging 31 points per game against them in the last 3 years. How much has your prep or game plan changed for this year, if anything at all?
They do some stuff different than last year, you know, but for the most part, they're a lot the same. Really, our preparation this week has been more so of a focus on us, you know, and I've always, you know, believed that teams make the biggest strides from week one to week two. And that's kind of what we've tried to preach to the guys is Friday night is about us. It's about Ottawa. You know, what are all the things that we can go out there on Friday night and improve on from week one to week two? And so we've really tried to hone in on, you know, how we execute offensively and defensively and in the special teams and just tried to preach us getting better.
Yeah, and you have a lot of great athletes on your team, some that returned and some that may have transferred in. One of those athletes being Griffin Patterson. How does it feel to have a guy like him on your team, and how does he improve the guys around him?
Well, you know, we talk about senior leadership all the time, and the best teams that I have ever been a part of are player-led teams, and he's everything that you want in a senior. He's everything that you want in a player. You know, he's one of our hardest workers. We can put him in any position, but he does a really great job. You know, as far as from a leadership standpoint, he's a natural leader. He does it by example. He does it by effort. He's a vocal leader when he needs to be. So we're really happy to have him as part of our program and, you know, one of our leaders that we have. But he's a special player. You know, I say all the time, this is my 15th year coaching, and he's absolutely one of the best just pure football ball players that I've ever coached. So we're definitely happy to have him as a part of our team and glad that he's able now so far into the season after one game to see some of the fruits of his labor, I guess. And that hard work paying off.
Coming off of a game against CCS where he had 9 receptions, 187 yards, and 3 touchdowns, already on pace to, you know, exceed what he did last year in his junior year. So it's great to see that. And nice that he's on your team and don't have to play against him for sure. But what's the biggest challenge that you anticipate for your team this year?
So the season, look, our schedule is, it's no easy task. And we talk about this all the time. The region that we play in, and you know, you can go back and look at the media day where all the region coaches just got up there and talked about how tough, region 3-5A is. And there's no breaks from week to week. You know, we got to make sure that we're ready to play because we're playing against the best competition every week. And then our non-region schedule is tough too. You know, we got Tyner here in a couple of weeks and Hardin Valley later in the season. So there's no breaks for us as far as the schedule goes, but that's what you want. You know, when you come here and play, you want to play against the best, you want to go compete against the best teams and the best players. And we want guys in our program that are ready to, you know, accept that type of challenge. And so it's exciting that we get to play in something fun and meaningful every Friday.
Definitely. You always want a challenge there for you and for the team. So it's good to see that y'all have a lot of positives going over there. And we can't wait to see what you do this week as well as the rest of the season.
Sounds great. Thank you.